Hey, good morning, everybody. You hear the music and know it's not Wednesday. It is Friday. Yeah. Time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. In the studio, waiting to unleash all kinds of good information for us, realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and we will talk with her in just a minute.
Real estate can feel a lot like this, but you should expect more when you're buying or selling a home. You should feel taken care of by someone who can turn jitters into awe. Someone with the tools and knowledge to help you find the one or sell yours.
We'll take it.
Someone who can make real estate feel less like that and more like this. That's Home Services. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
And we are back on your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast, welcoming realty expert Caitlin Ramseth. How are you today, Caitlin?
I am good. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday. How do you like that little ring there, realty expert? And that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It sounds pretty official, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have got a pretty exciting day today going on. Now, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, so today in Grand Forks, all of the realtors, we have what's called Realtor Ring Day. So we'll be at various locations around the Grand Forks area, ringing the bell for the Salvation Army today.
Nice. So hopefully you got a spot where you get to sit inside.
I should be inside. Just in case, though, I put on my fuzziest, warmest sweater today. So.
Yeah, don't you like it when we turn on all the lights in here? You just start to bake.
Yeah.
Really nice, slow cook. So we go from one good thing, which is about the Realtor Ring Day, to maybe not a good thing. I want to know about foreclosures.
Okay.
Is that a good word, a bad word? I guess it depends on which side of the foreclosure you're on.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably more of a scary word for a lot of homeowners if they hear that they're going to be going into foreclosure. So, I'll start out kind of with talking about in 2008 was the last housing market crash. And a lot of people ask me, like, from what has happened this past year during the pandemic, everything, are we going to be seeing another housing market crash? And the experts are saying we shouldn't be. And I'll kind of talk about why that is not the case for what's happening now. So in 2008, the last housing market crash, there was over 9 million households that lost their homes due to foreclosures. Wow. 9 million. Isn't that a big number?
That is unreal.
I know. It's really scary. So they lost their homes due to foreclosure, short sales, or the banks took possession of them. During the last housing market crash, lending was a little different than how it is today. It was a lot more relaxed with how they were qualifying their buyers. So borrowers essentially were being able to take out mortgages that they ended up not being able to really afford.
They had no right getting a loan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the lending practices today are a lot more, there's a lot more hoops that buyers have to go through to be able to get pre-approved and qualify for loans. So that's one thing that's a lot more different than what it was like back in 2008.
Sure.
And you know, just like every big thing that happens, we always learn from our mistakes and everything. So, I mean, even with like new construction builders, you'll see a lot of times that once they start getting a surplus of homes, they're going to start giving out more incentives to buyers to be able to buy them. So whether that's discounts, deals, stuff like that, because they want their homes to sell too, because they also learned from the last housing market crash when they had too many homes that were being built.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about the last housing market crash. During the pandemic that we had a few years ago, which are kind of like the last few years.
Yeah.
It's still happening. It's crazy. I don't like to think about it, but
no, none of us do.
Right. But yeah, during the pandemic, mortgage loan payments were also being able to be paused by using forbearance programs. Mm-hmm. So these forbearance programs gave extra time for borrowers to get their finances in order and kind of reach out to their lender if they were dealing with some hardship times. So lenders have been able to help out with these mortgage payments, whether that was being able to pause them or kind of reduce their payments, which helped out a lot of homeowners as well to not have to go into foreclosure.
Sure.
So since then, since the pandemic and the forbearance programs, there has been kind of a lot of concerns about foreclosures and what's going to happen. When they compare the data to 2008, there's a very low chance of foreclosures happening in today's market. And here's kind of why. So the amount of equity that homeowners have is giving them the opportunity to sell their home if they're dealing with hardship times before going into foreclosure. So it's essentially kind of providing like a cushion of safety for them before they have to foreclose on their house. So here's some data. We all like to hear some numbers. So this is pretty crazy, though. In quarter two of this year of 2022, so this would be kind of like end of spring, summertime of 2022, there were only 215,000 homeowners that were facing foreclosure. So only 215,000.
Across the whole United States.
Yep. And, you know, if you remember when I said 2008, there was 9 million.
Yeah.
So that's crazy right there. But of those 200,000 homeowners, 195,000, or you could look at it as 91% of them, had enough equity to save them from going into foreclosure.
Okay.
So that's a huge, huge deal. So, you know, we kind of, we hear equity a lot. What is equity? Equity is the difference between what you owe on your mortgage loan and what your home is worth.
Sure.
Okay. So for an example of this, let's say you bought a house for like, I don't know, a fixer upper, maybe for like $150,000. Mm-hmm. And now in the current market, it's valued at $204,000. Okay. Essentially, you have about $50,000 in equity, and you can use that equity to, a lot of people will use it for like a down payment on a new home. Mm-hmm. They'll take out a home equity line of credit to fix up the home to gain more value.
Is it kind of basically what you have into it?
It is, yeah. Yep. It's how much you've already paid down on your loan and then kind of just like what the market values it as
in
the current market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can go up and down, but, you know, over time, real estate always pretty much appreciates. So your value is just going to continuously increase, whether that's in 5 years or 20 years. So... but yeah, so right now a lot of people have a lot of equity in their home. The data shows that across like the USA, it's about like $300,000 in equity. So probably not in Grand Forks, probably a little bit lower just because our home prices aren't as high here.
Yeah, but it's not like California. Right. Now, is there a winner in a foreclosure? Because a lot of people think, well, the banks are winning on this one, but do they really win too? Is there ever a winner in a foreclosure? Except for maybe somebody that might end up getting to buy a foreclosed house.
Right. You might get it at a discount.
But the banks are losing. The people that were foreclosed on are losing. It's just not a very good thing.
It's not. And that's why I think, you know, after big tragic events happen, I think that we do a really good job at learning from our mistakes. You know, even just like worldwide, we know how to take care of those situations and learn from them. So, I mean, that's why they're saying that we're really not probably going to see a housing market crash or many foreclosures because we know how to take care of those situations now.
Now, I don't know about foreclosures, but how far back, maybe you don't know either, but how far behind do you have to be on your mortgage payments before they start foreclosure?
You know, so they say, I don't know like exactly, and it probably depends on your situation too, on maybe like how much you have into your home and whatnot. But they say like, even when you go to close on your house at the closing table, the gals and girls that work at the closing company, they will tell you if you are dealing with hardship and you know that you're not going to be able to make your payment, instead of missing it, reach out to your lender right away so that they're aware of the situation so that they can help you out and kind of, you know, they have ways to pause it or reduce your price, stuff like that, because it'll really hurt your credit score if you miss your payment.
Sure.
So I think there's a whole bunch of loopholes you have to go through.
Mm-hmm. And like you said, Caitlin, things aren't the same as they were back in 2008. Banks are different. The way they give out mortgages and loans are all different. Let's face it, back then, it was very easy for somebody to get in over their head big time. And again, you just proved it with the numbers, 9 million homes foreclosed. And now with the economy the way it is, people are freaking out about it. It's not going to be another 2008.
It's not. And if you are someone who is dealing with hardship right now, reach out to your lender. Don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the biggest thing, is just it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to be at L&M today.
I am.
What time you got to be there?
So I am going to be there from 4 to 6. And I think we're supposed to get snow today.
Yes,
so
we
I'm
are.
Hoping that.
And a lot of wind.
I know. So I'm pretty sure I'll be able to be standing inside though.
But I'm sure you will. And I tell you what, it's for a great cause.
Yeah.
But that's just something that the Berkshire Hathaway family does. I mean, you guys, if there's something going on where it is for the community or to help somebody, your company, your family, you guys are always one of the first ones to jump on board.
Yep, we're always there.
What a fun job, huh?
I know. We love to be part of the community and just seeing, you know, people that we know or meeting new people that we haven't met yet.
So. Knowing you guys and the rest of you realty experts, Is it even really like a job?
I mean, for me,
it sounds like it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's like a hobby. It's like going and hanging out with your family every day. And,
well, you
yeah,
can't complain about that, can you? If somebody wants to get a hold of Realtree expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that, Caitlin?
My number is 320-267-6692. I'm also on all social media platforms as well.
All right, she's going to be at L&M ringing the bell today at 5 o'clock.
4 to 6.
4 to 6.
So,
okay.
Yes, I'll be there.
I was there or something like that. And all of you guys, have yourself a great weekend. Until Wednesday, there you go, your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast.